local.
Live and local.
This is Sacktown Sports.
The A's and or the Athletics. There will be no city associated with it for the next 3 years as the A's will be playing in Sacramento, but they will just be, it's like the artist formerly known as Prince, the Oakland A's formerly known as the A's. All guests and callers join us from the Folsom Mike Honda hotline. Folsom Mike Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. I promised I would read some of these texts during the break, and that's exactly what I did from the 408. I'm going to go, but I don't care about the A's. I want to see the teams they're playing in professional baseball at a high level. Maybe the A's will get to professional baseball at a high level. They got some guys. I love a J.D. Davis, and I love J.D. Davis.
He had
two home runs a couple games ago. Now I think it's more of a tryout for him, too, because I think it's a one-year deal. So I don't know if J.D. Davis will be making the trip to Sacramento. But they got some guys, Zach Geloff. They got some guys out there, right? They just got to figure things out and bring up Estuary Ruiz. Now you can start to care about the A's if you didn't care about them before. From the 209, Chris, I have kids. And as much as it kills me, I will hide them from the A's and pro sports as long as Fisher and Manfred are around. Love the game, hate those clowns.
Wow. And that's the one thing I was surprised to hear. I can't remember who the caller was that said he wanted to bring his kids. He didn't once mention John Fisher, and I think that's the thing that's preventing a lot of A's fans from going. I think if John Fisher wasn't a part of this situation here in Sacramento, I do think that there's a lot more A's fans who would be willing to cross that picket line, if you will. I think a lot of people still have an issue fundamentally with giving John Fisher their money, and I definitely understand that. But I don't think he's going anywhere, and that's what makes it such a tough situation. Especially for the people in Sacramento, it's such a weird situation to be in, to have to pick between, well, I care about the growth of this city, but also I have morals that I just have to live by, and if I break those morals, well, then I don't really know what I stand for.
This is from Jay Gomez on the Sack Chat. Might be the only time we have Major League Baseball in Sacramento. Let's make the best
probably
of it.
Probably will be.
My question is to Oakland A's fans that don't want to be associated with the team anymore or feel like it's just not what they want to do. What if, to that point and to the Texer's point of as long as John Fisher is around, what if it gets sold, majority gets sold to Vivek?
Right.
Now, Vivek helped to remove the A's from Oakland, but now he's majority owner and John Fisher goes to the wayside.
Sure.
Would that make you feel any better? I mean, you're dirtying money to clean it later.
Right.
He's not the owner anymore.
Right.
But you have a guy. Is Vivek as tainted as John Fisher because of this move in the eyes of A's fans?
I think so in their eyes.
In their eyes, so. I would say so.
I would say so.
But maybe,
yeah.
Maybe if you do it the right way, I don't know. Maybe somebody on the call line knows. 916-339-1140, Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. All guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. And let's get out to Steven, who's been waiting a good long while. What's up, Steven? What you got for us?
Hey, good morning, boys. I'm going to try and make this quick because I know today's a big day. So I'm very uneducated when it comes to, like, the Giants in San Jose and the whole market share kind of a situation. Is there any way that you guys can give me some sort of insight on that? Because I've been hearing stories about how the Giants blocked the A's from going to San Jose because the Giants are claiming San Jose. I don't understand how they can claim I don't quite get that. Is there any way that you can give me some explanation on that? Also, the A's are in Sacramento. They're not going back to Oakland anymore. So, I mean, that's the end of that. Let's all be excited for the fact that we get another Major League sports team here in Sacramento. I feel bad for Oakland A's fans, man, but I'm sorry. You're not going back to Oakland. It's dead in the water, boys. It's very unfortunate. I would have felt the same way with the Kings, but my question to you is just the market share and how that works.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Steven. I mean, I think it's as simple. I don't know if it's by zip code or whatever it is, but I think it's just as simple as that. The A's, the Giants based on where the Giants are located. And I know this because I spent some time in the peninsula. I mean, they're hardcore out there. And when you think of the Bay Area, a lot of times you think of San Francisco and Oakland and everything like that. But the way that everything was broken up, it was Oakland and then the East Bay, and then you have San Francisco, and it goes into the peninsula, into the San Carloses, into the San Jose's. So I believe it was really just that simple. It was the Giants saying, that's my turf.
That's literally our Bloods and Crips,
but that's my turf. AC has been hanging on for a while. Let's get to AC, who wants to be a part of the conversation. Jacob, we see you. Jess, we see you. Tim, we see you as well. What you got for us, AC?
Alan, good morning. Sir Watkins, good morning to you.
Good morning, AC.
So I want you guys to ask you a little levity here. I grew up in Oakland. I've been an Oakland fan for a long, long time. And we have to compartmentalize this. As Sacramentans, we got to love the fact that MLB will be in our backyard. I actually called this a long time ago and said, we got the solution right here, and I'm going to call it Rivercat Park. We should have hosted this idea a long time ago, but I think that the Oakland A's have the worst owner in all of sports. We all know that. Mm-hmm. And a true Oakland A's fan hates this whole idea because they're basically signing the divorce papers today. Right? Mm-hmm. They're no longer going to be in Oakland. And John Fisher is a despicable human being. I'm sure we all know that. And it's really sad. He's going to make a ton of money, and he's going to be using us to bolster his pocketbook. What's interesting is, how funny would it be if the Rivercats actually outdrew the A's? I'm not saying that would happen, but because there's so much, rancor towards A's organization, there are going to be people that stay away. I'm personally going to go to the game. I think you guys both agree. It would be really crazy to not go to a major league game in your own city. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
No, thanks for the call, Alan. And to that point, well, first of all, they got to figure out.
Still don't have an answer on that, right?
Well, you got to figure out where the Rivercats are even going to play.
Exactly.
And I'm just pulling up the quotes from Mayor Guerrero. And Mayor Guerrero said when she was asked about it during the – so everybody is saying that they didn't stay for questions, and John Fisher didn't. But some people did, right?
They lingered around.
And they got asked questions by the news. Barry Broom did, Greater Sacramento Economic Council, and also Mayor Guerrero of West Sacramento. She did say – she got asked, and she said, those are details that the owners will work on.
She said, that's above me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then she said some stuff in between, and then we're going to make it happen. We don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm looking at other fields around the area.
Maybe Stockton Ports, I think, it's just
everyone's just getting bumped out, right? Because the Rivercats, and you got to think, where the Giants fit into this
as
well.
That's what I was wondering, too.
You got Luis Matos. I mean, you got some real players down there.
Yeah.
Marco Luciano. They're going to play somewhere.
Yeah.
They're going to play somewhere, but no matter where it is, it's not as – I don't believe they'll be sharing just based on schedule.
Yeah, that'd be logistic
nightmare.
I mean,
the A's are just addicted to sharing stadiums, but I don't know if that makes complete sense. Let's get to Jacob, who's been waiting for a good long while. What's up, Jacob? What you got for us?
Morning, guys. First time caller. I just want to say I've been a diehard A's fan for all my life, and I think there's a silver lining to this move that a lot of A's fans aren't talking about, and it's the fact that it was either Salt Lake City or Sacramento if Oakland didn't work out. And now we have the A's in Sacramento, and I think this is a really big deal for the city of Sacramento for two reasons. Because one, everybody knows the A's weren't going to stay in Oakland because John Fisher doesn't like Oakland, whatever his reasons may be. But the A's deal with Vegas falls through, then we get to keep the A's in Northern California, and it's a very big possibility still with the A's owner. Nothing is 100% said, it's set in stone yet, even with the stadium. And number two, even if they do move to Vegas, we are in the front line of an expansion team here for the MLB in Sacramento. If we can show the MLB for the next 3 years, yes, we can host a stadium, we can take care of a team, and we can support a team. Nobody likes John Fisher. That's a given. But we should do our best as citizens here in Sacramento, we should do our best to support this team and show the MLB, look, if anything happens with Vegas, we will support the A's. Let's keep the A's in Northern California. And if they do move, we can support an expansion team and maybe try to keep the rights to the A's.
Thanks for the call, Jacob. Yeah, it's a good point because if you – and again, for A's fans that are, hey, we're done with this, we understand that. Of course, we understand it. But if the A – Sacramento – residents are in a tough spot because
you do
want the city to look good.
You don't want to go
and it's empty and then Major League Baseball says, well, why would we go back there? You guys didn't support the one opportunity you had. So it's a really, really complex situation. And at the same time, everybody that has had different opinions on this, you cannot deny that this is an opportunity for Sacramento.
Yeah, huge opportunity.
And you would be kicking yourself. Now, from what we've heard, and I have some sources on this, we know Nashville is at the forefront for an expansion team.
Right.
So I don't know that Sacramento would leapfrog Nashville.
So.
And maybe it comes down to both of them. All I know is with 14,000, I believe I saw the smallest stadium, and we can double check during the break, Chris. I believe it's 25,000, but don't quote me on that. We'll confirm. So if you got 10,000 less as far as seats, you have to pack that thing even on weekday games on a Tuesday against who's not good right now. The Mariners are pretty good against a bad team, right? Against the Tigers are undefeated right now.
The Royals.
You got to pack that thing. A's Royals on a Tuesday at 12. It's got to be at capacity basically every single night. A couple days ago, I saw Front Office Sports posted that the Rivercats brought in over 4,000. They were both in the 4,000s, Rivercats and A's, but the Rivercats also actually brought in more in attendance than the A's.
The lowest capacity stadium is Progressive Field in Cleveland. 34,000, just under
34,
30, just under 35.
35, so that's 20,000 less.
Yeah.
If you want any chance of Major League Baseball in that intimate setting, as
Mariano
Guerrero,
that's what they're going to keep selling it as, the most intimate setting in baseball.
Yes, you have to pack that thing out. Tim, Mickey, Jess, we got you when we return. Quick one, don't worry, we'll take care of you. Sals and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports. Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
In a second, we'll be joined by our digital lead, Joe Giroux, who was on the scene. So we will get a vibe check as to how everything went from Joe. But as promised, let's get through these calls. And I believe Jess was next in line, 916-339-1140, if you want to be a part of the conversation, taking your calls all day long up until 2 p.m. when the Drive guys will take you up until the game time of Kings. Knicks. Still got Kings talk for you. Don't worry, all guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. Let's get to Jess, wants to be part of the conversation. What's up, Jess, on Sals and Watkins? What you got for us?
First time caller, but it's kind of a two-prong here, and I guess as a fan, it's going to be great to see the opposition come into Sacramento. Everybody's not satisfied with Fisher and the product he's put on the field. But as a fan of baseball and a fan of any sport, half the time you're coming for the other team. That's just kind of how it is these days. And second of all, everybody's kind of dismissing the fact that look back and ask themselves, all these disgruntled Oakland fans and A's fans, why did they leave Oakland? The Raiders left Oakland. The A's are leaving Oakland. And the Warriors jumped the bay and went over to San Francisco. So before everybody starts, cutting the throat at Sacramento for, taking this on, you got to look back at the city of Oakland and question, what are they doing over there to let every, sports team in MLB, NFL, and NBA take off? I mean, at the end of the day, you got to ask yourself that before you start coming after Las Vegas, Sacramento, and, San Francisco when the Warriors jumped in the bay. That's my take.
Thanks for the call, Jess. Yeah, just real quick, and for those of you, first-time callers And if you're on the Sack Chat or whatever the case may be, yeah, I mean, I'm from the Bay Area, so I have a little bit of insight here. From how I have understood it, the Warriors, there was always a thought that maybe they would go back. They were initially in San Francisco, which is a big deal. So the Warriors, I think that was a little bit different. They had KD and they had Steph Curry and then everybody, and that was always in the plan somewhere. I mean, Joe Lacob, he wants a dang amusement park for the Warriors. It's out of control. The Raiders thing, it felt like from Davis's point of view, the Raiders and the city of Oakland did not play ball as much. Some of the numbers that the ownership for the Raiders were trying to come up with, it was just not going to happen with the A's, and the A's didn't want the city to pay and things like that. So that's how that happened. That's why a lot of Raider fans, and the Raiders, they were in L.A. before. So Raider fans, and they're very strong, I believe ownership feels that it's Raider Nation and we can be Raider Nation anywhere, right? So it felt like Oakland maybe didn't play as much ball from how I understand it. The A's piece of this was the one where, look, they literally had a slogan called Rooted in Oakland until it was all good until it was no longer good. And when Fisher and the city of Oakland, they felt like they were getting somewhere. They had plans to build their own stadium near the water, and it just fell through. That's why it feels different to Oakland fans and why it's a little bit different to the Warriors and the Raiders. It felt like the A's played the most ball, and that was the one team that they were fully on board with keeping and doing whatever it took to cook to get it done. And then at the same time, John Fisher kept moving the goalposts. So again, I'm going to say this 10 times today. You ask 10 people, you'll get 10 different answers. I have friends that are still Raider fans but are no longer A's fans. Yeah. And there's a reason for that. Let's get to Tim, who wants to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Tim? What you got for us?
It's a tough day for for A's fans. Great day for people like me from Sacramento. I think if I was an A's fan, mm-hmm. which I am, but I'm just a casual A's fan, mm-hmm. I'd be happy that they're still near Oakland. In fact, if they were to come to Sacramento, just call them the Oakland A's, just like the New York teams play in New Jersey.
I think we lost.
Keep them the Oakland A's and move them here. What do you guys think?
Yeah, and thanks for the call, Tim. They've already announced that they are just dropping any city.
Yeah.
So the apparel, I guess, moving forward and how they will be referred to will just be the A's or
The Athletics.
So that's what they're doing, not to say that that's right or wrong. Does it make you feel any dirtier that they're not claiming you, Sacramento? Right?
I don't love it.
I think that
they have to make something.
They will make apparel that just won't be worn during the games.
Yeah, definitely.
They have to do that.
Some green and gold thing that just says Sacramento across the chest. I'm sure it's got to come.
And Fisher likes money. They all like money. Oh, green means money. Yep. So I would guarantee, why not make that stuff to make sure that you can utilize.
If they know, someone else will.
If you know, someone else will. And it might be Sacktown Sports. Watch out. We might have some stuff for you. Let's get to Mickey, who's been waiting patiently. What's up, Mickey? What you got for us?
What's up, brother? How you guys doing today?
Man, living.
That's right. That's right. So, bro, it is a blessing for Sacramento today. So there's a few things I feel people are not touching on. I have tons of buddies, man, that are not A's fans, that are not Giants fans, that are stoked that they're going to be able to go see their Yankees play, their White Sox, their Red Sox, or whoever their team may be. And it's going to bring life downtown to Sacramento. And we're going to show the MLB, man, because, you know, Sacramento shows up in these situations. And I promise you, we will show the MLB we could support a team like this. And I have a good feeling, man, that they're going to end up staying. So I appreciate y'all, bro, and I hope you have a blessed day.
Same to you. Thank you, Mickey. 20,000 less. That is the smallest stadium compared to Sutter Health Park. 35,000 to 14,000. Y'all got to pack that thing out if you want to convince them. Barry Broom, Greater Sacramento Economic Council, had a lot of things to say today. He spoke during the actual press conference, and then he spoke and he took questions. He said they will make it so that it will be a good tryout and a good look for the city of Sacramento moving forward. This is a tryout. This is what he is continuing to say. This is the spin on everything. Now, do we think in the heart of hearts that Vivek hopes that Vegas falls through? Maybe, but they cannot say that. They just cannot say that. Coming up next, we will be joined by somebody that was boots on the ground, Joe Gerose, our digital lead. That is when we return. If you have any questions for Joe, 916-339-1140 or the text line and the SAC chat. We have questions for Joe. What was the vibe like? We know it was windy, but were people as excited as some of the callers here on Sacktown Sports? Styles and Watkins, we'll be back.
Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
People are coming down my road a little bit, guys, on social media because I was at the Rivercats Giants game. All I put, and this is where we're at right now, as we're joined by Joe Gerose, our digital lead here at Sacktown Sports. All I put was a look at Sutter Health Park during Giants versus Rivercats a few weeks ago. New temporary home of the Oakland A's, and it's a video. And people are saying that, look at Sacramento already trying to make themselves feel better, and what the bleep are you trying to, what are you trying
Dude,
to prove with this? All I'm showing
what
is what the stadium looked like.
You're just asking questions, right?
Not even this time. I stopped doing that a long time ago. All I did was post a video for those who've never seen it before.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's. I think you're fair. I think you're just showing, hey, like, it's not like they're just moving to the next open ballpark. Like, this is a place that can actually support these guys, right? Like, this is what it might look
this
like.
This is just what it looks like. I think the problem is it actually looks good.
Yeah.
And I think that's making people upset.
I think so. I think they're afraid
it was packed
it's
that
bad.
Day, and there are people out there that want to look bad, and yeah. I don't blame them that they want it to look bad.
Yeah.
But don't come at me. I didn't sign any paper. You can check my bank account. I'm not an owner here. Joined by Joe Gerose, our digital lead for Sacktown Sports. So, Joe, you were there.
Yep, I was
Give us a lay of the land on how everything looked and sounded. I know they had some mic issues. How did everything go?
It was perfect for a writer because now I could paint the picture that it was windy, it was rainy, it was gloomy. The mic shot back once Vivek started talking, and not the best start for them. But it was crowded. They chose to stay outside. I'm guessing it was a lot of Kings and Rivercats employees who packed the area. A couple of applause breaks when they mentioned names like Aaron Judge. That was the big thing. Mm-hmm. Fisher mentioned it. Vivek mentioned it. You know, we'll be able to see people like Aaron Judge play here.
Mm-hmm.
And play in the most intimate ballpark in MLB.
How many times did they say the word intimate?
I think it was just John.
Okay, because I know Mayor Guerrero said it too during one of the interviews, and that's their take on all this. The most intimate
that's how
ballpark.
They're gonna push
it. Yes, yeah.
Definitely was a big buzzword. And I'm curious too, like it you know, we saw somebody said out there that John Fisher seemed to head out almost immediately, like in the post scrum, I guess. What did it seem like people were answering more questions or
they kind of dived into a few topics. John just bolted out of there.
Probably for the best.
Yeah, probably. Vivek and A's president Dave Cavall spoke, and to your point earlier about the no cities, no affiliation. Dave said that there's going to try to be some kind of honoring of Sacramento with the uniforms when they're actually here.
Oh wow!
So that's kind of TBD on what that'll actually look like. I'm guessing it'll be Tower Bridge related.
That's,
you know, something iconic to the area that makes it seem like it's up here. It's not down in Oakland.
What I'm wondering, and we're joined by Joe Gerose, digital lead for Sacktown Sports. I'm wondering, and this made certain Warrior fans feel a certain way, when the Warriors left, but and it's too late now. They can't pay homage to Oakland yet. But I am wondering, because they would have the town on their jerseys, the Warriors would, and they were in San Francisco.
Right.
And some people felt a certain way about that. Yeah, to that point, I wonder if they would ever, for a special edition jersey or whatever that they don't wear every day, if they would ever have Sacramento, the words, Joe. I want the words, not a bridge that people can say, oh, what is that? Maybe I'm okay with 916, but I want the words.
It's all TBD. Mm-hmm. It would be nice if there's Sacramento. If I had to guess, maybe Sac or California. Sac or California. No one ever mentioned any of those things, but if you're not trying to tie yourself down to any one area, I mean, that's probably the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
They did mention they're still going to try to honor Oakland this season while they're still around.
Hmm.
I don't know what that means, but
we'll that's see. Not going to go well.
I'm curious. I think we only heard Mayor Guerrero, I believe, talk about it, but did you hear anything, or was there any sort of even close to definitive of where people think the Rivercats might end up? Because she pretty much said, that's for the owners to decide. I don't really have much say in it.
Yeah.
Did you hear anything, even if it wasn't in an official capacity?
We didn't hear anything officially. They alluded to the two teams working together. In Dave Cavall's little scrum, he said the team has been working with the Giants. They know about everything.
Interesting.
So I think we'll probably just have to wait and see when the schedules come out, what the two sides are actually thinking of doing.
I mean, because that could just be an absolute mess just trying to figure out where they're going to play. But then, figuring out the scheduling and all that stuff, it's going to have to be done like now. I mean, like yesterday. It feels like this thing. I assume that, like you said, Cavill said he's been having conversations with the Giants about all of this. But that was really my big wonder in this, is how much of this is just these two sides having conversation, the two sides being Sacramento and Oakland. And when does the Giants start to get involved in this? I think I saw a picture somebody posted, they have a lot of A signage up there, but there was still some Giants stuff up there.
Some Giants stuff. I think the Rivercats have games coming up, if not this weekend, then early next week. So they can't really change much right now.
Yeah.
And, they're going to have to figure it out. I don't know when. I mean, there are still a lot of things to be decided.
They're, right.
Outside of intimate, the other the other phrases used frequently were, a lot of conversations are still being happened.
Sure.
So, this is just step one. We're hopefully, by the end of the month, early May, we figure out, where the Rivercats, are they sharing the stadium? Are they playing anywhere else?
Right.
Who knows? But it's step one in the process.
Right. And really, you get halfway through the season, you're already thinking about next season. So it feels like all this stuff is a long time away, but it really isn't. And if you've seen the A's play, they're not going to be playing in October. I don't think anybody has to worry about that. So they will have plenty of time. Joe, from the media scrum that you saw, and we saw all of our favorite friends from the media there, what is your take on how this will be pushed and how much it will be pushed? Because, I mean, we saw so many people out there. It was obviously the number one story. I even put on social media, this is the biggest Sacramento sports story since ... and people filled it in with other stuff. Does it feel like the media is going to, and I guess kind of rightfully so, just push the mess out of this thing?
Oh yeah, they are. I mean, I saw all of the sports journalists out there, but I also saw all the friends that I had when I was in regular news out there. They're going to highlight the West Sacramento's growth, the Bridge District where the stadium is.
Right.
The partnership, what this means for the community, for Old Sac, for downtown. Mm-hmm. They're gonna highlight this every single way that you could think of. And it's nice. I used to live in West Sac, and it's grown so much in the past 8-10 years that it's almost unrecognizable.
It's definitely the word.
Yeah. There's gonna be days worth of stories for this sure.
I mean, and from Alan's question, I mean, can you give us some insight? I mean, I know you see the digital numbers on our side, at least. I mean, this is the biggest news that's came from Sacramento, at least from our front, in since when? I mean, probably, I think I saw a couple people reply to Allen's tweet and say, you know, since the Kings broke the playoff drought, which was last year. But before that, it feels like, you know, maybe the arena being broken or something like that. I mean, have you, just from our numbers perspective, like, does it feel like this is the biggest news, or at least of that caliber of news?
Sports-wise, yeah, it's pretty comparable to last year and the Kings making the playoffs. Yeah. Outside of that, I would say it's pretty similar to when we had the MLS kickoff event.
That's right.
That's how this feels right now.
Yeah.
A lot of excitement, a lot of positivity.
Right.
A lot of interaction with fans who might not be diehard baseball fans.
Right.
Just kind of seeing something new and big come to the area.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's tough. And, you know, if there's an Oakland A's fan out there that you know, go ahead and hug them. You know, doesn't mean that you can't hug them and then go to the games next season. It's just, it is what it is. They're going to be here. What's funny is when we were looking for places, when we moved out here, one of the places we looked was right next to the Rivercats Stadium. And we didn't get it because we have the little one, and they thought it was a good selling point for us before we told them that we had a baby. And she was like, oh, yeah, and every Friday there are fireworks. And we're thinking,
that sounds like no nap time.
Maybe not.
As someone who had a baby when I lived in West Sac, blocks from the stadium, worst place to live with a child.
And now I'm thinking,
every Friday night,
right,
those fireworks would go off. And the baby would wake up.
Of course. Of course. And now I'm thinking, if the A's come, it's going to be even worse. Yeah. It's going to be even worse. Well, Joe, you're the best. And
yes, thank you so much for joining us.
Joe Gerost, digital lead for Sacktown Sports, who is boots on the ground. Thank you, Joe. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
When we return, continue the conversation. Charles, we see you waiting patiently. 916-339-1140 if you want to be a part of the conversation. We will also be replaying the press conference at noon, and at 12:15 you will hear from Mayor Daryl Steinberg. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
This is Sacktown Sports.
Chris, I just saw something on the Sack Chat, and you know who is probably the happiest right now? The happiest business right now?
The happiest business. Probably Sutter for getting Sutter Health Park named.
I'll say, outside of it.
Let me guess. Let me get in here. The restaurants near... like Broderick's.
Somebody said Drake's is probably jumping for joy right now.
Yeah. I mean, Drake's, if you're listening, you officially need a parking lot now. Yeah. It was tough before when you just had to park on that one strip and there was, you know, not much going on. But if you're going to have Rivercats games and people at Drake's just to be chilling, like, we're going to need to up that parking situation.
Here's an idea. They could do an investment and advertise with us. And then they'd be able to afford a new parking lot with all their new customers.
There you go.
So if they want to, if Drake's,
sure.
If you're listening, Scott Marsh.
Scott's out. He's out there right now.
Yeah, sure. I'm not going
to argue. Scott, just slide through.
I don't know if that math equals out. But,
Amid Rock was.
Spend money with us.
It's an investment.
That's right. Amid Rock was the one who shouted that out on the Sack Chat. Let's get to Charles, who's been waiting on the line, 916-339-1140, if you want to be a part of the conversation. All guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. What's up, Charles? What you got for us?
Hi. I just want to say that I am very happy that the A's are coming to Sacramento. I want to say something about some of the callers saying that the Oakland A's belong in Oakland. Now, Oakland... teams belong in cities that support them. And if they're not thriving in those cities, they're going to move them. The owners are going to move them. Now, my wife and I used to go to the A's games when they had great teams. Mm-hmm. When we had Vida Blue and Reggie Jackson and all those guys down there. And they couldn't draw more than 20,000 fans in that stadium.
they had trouble getting 20,000 fans in that stadium. And they've never supported the A's like they should have supported the A's. That's the only reason they're moving now, is because they haven't been supported. So I don't buy this, that they belong where they belong. They belong where they can make money, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Charles. The only thing I would definitely agree with is that they belong where they're going to make money. And that's through the lens of owners. Yeah. They want to be the most successful. They want to make money. I can't speak to Charles and the times he went when the stadium was impacted and could have had more fans in there. But I know that the A's and the Oakland fans out there, they really do love their A's.
I mean,
so.
They supported when they were good, but yeah. I mean,
I remember that
garbage
place
team
rocking,
out there.
Right. When they made the playoffs a couple years ago, when they hosted the one game playoff and things like that. I mean, that place was rocking. I mean, Moneyball, I believe it was rocking during Moneyball and things like that. Also, yeah, Mid Rock, RIP to Vida Blue. Real quick sidebar, when I was working at kind of a golf country club spot when I was in school, when I would come home from school, Vida Blue, he wasn't a member there, but he would go to a lot of the events. So I met him, super nice guy. Yeah, RIP to Vida Blue. And thanks for the call, Charles. 209, is reacting to Charles. Why would anybody want to support what John Fisher is doing? Stop blaming Oakland and the fans. I'll put it to you like this. Maybe not the biggest story, right? Remember I asked, is this the biggest story in Sacramento since blank? But the most polarizing story maybe ever or since the Kings were possibly going to leave. Because this is crazy. I mean, people are not going to change their minds on this stuff. The only people I think might change their minds are maybe Sacramento Oakland A's fans. Mm-hmm. Once the games actually start being played.
Yeah.
And that's not to call out any hypocrisy.
No,
that's just things change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I got a question about the business side, the money side. Maybe we need someone with a business degree in here. But they're not going to make any money in Sacramento, right? They're going to be the A's, right? They're going to be hemorrhaging money here, correct? Like, I don't see how they make money off unless they have like Sacramento merch. They can only sell 14,000 seats, as we know. We saw that sellout. We were there for the Rivercats Giants game. Like, what? So this is just a short stop that isn't going to bring in any revenue for probably even the MLB, right? Like, what is this going to do?
Obviously the numbers were comparable because with what they're doing right now, they were struggling bad enough
to
go to this. But to your point, I get what you mean there. I'm trying to pull up exactly. I asked a question yesterday, and a lot of people were answering it. My only question is, if Sacramento never came into the picture, do we really think Fisher ever would have played ball, no pun intended, with Oakland or just found another city? And Ben Ross, who does great work as well, he said it would have made his life a lot harder because he'd lose all of his TV money in another city. And that goes to the NBC Sports deal and being able to keep that deal because of the location of Sacramento. If he went to another state, he would have had to start from step one all over again. So there's definitely money involved. And if Sacramento never comes into the picture, would he have essentially said, fine, I'll just stay in Oakland because I don't want to lose the TV money?
Yeah.
Then that would have been even worse. So that's why a lot of people are saying that Sacramento gave the life raft. But if you're Vivek is thinking, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care. If I'm Vivek, why would I care about that? I'm bringing a Major League Baseball team to Sacramento. I'm doing something that has never been done.
I have a interesting question for you. Do you think this makes it more likely that people from Oakland would go to the game or less likely? I truly don't know, because I think where I'm getting is I don't know if those people were ever going to go to the games regardless.
That's what I said, I think, at the top of the show.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say Sacramento never gives the life raft.
Right.
They say, fine, we'll stay in Oakland for three more years and then leave.
We'll just flounder about.
What exactly did we think was going to happen? Did we think if Sacramento doesn't come into the picture, then Oakland would be able to convince John Fisher after all this time to get rid of it, I guess the whole thing would be the same way it could fall through and they would stay in Sacramento. If it falls through, then they would have to stay in Oakland.
I think and from that, what I'm stemming off of that is it feels like maybe Oakland A's fans wanted this to end with John Fisher landing on his face. And I think the problem is this gave him a little bit of footing to land on. Mm-hmm. They wanted it to be a complete and utter embarrassment and have him sit in that stadium for 3 years.
You have to crawl back to Oakland.
And then live in that stadium for 3 years, completely empty, look like an embarrassment. I'm sure people would have showed up maybe in the first year, maybe in the second year. But by that third year, it was going to be a ghost town. And I think that's what Oakland A's fans wanted this thing to end like if it wasn't going to ultimately end with the A's having a team. I think to tie in even the conversation we just had last segment, I think, or a couple segments ago, I think when they see, oh my gosh, there's going to be 14,000 people in those stadiums, it's making the situation look better than what the reality of it is. The intimate setting, all of it. They don't want it to look good on the way out because they just want it to look bad and look like an embarrassment from the start of this process all the way through the end. And I think the problem is Sacramento gave them, credibility is not the right word, but it gives them a little bit of, at least visually giving them the front of, hey, this situation's not completely torn up. Look, we saved this situation and look at this nice ballpark that has this beautiful backdrop and, you know, it's a temporary situation. Wow, look how the A's actually managed to finesse their way through this situation.
So to answer your initial question, I don't know if A's fans would have actually gone to games if Fisher falls on his face and he has to stay in Oakland for 3 years. But to your latter point that you got to, I don't think they really cared. I think at that point, it's just fine. If you want to leave, you leave. We still get Oakland. We still get the games in Oakland for three more years. If we want to do reverse boycotts, we can do reverse boycotts. Or we can go if we want, and Fisher still looked bad, and he had to crawl back to Oakland. Now there's no crawling. Now there's spin of an intimate setting of just hope. Right, and the fact that
they can sell it as a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Right,
now,
and it feels like probably to Oakland fans that he didn't deserve this, and Vivek gave him a life raft.
Right,
because Vivek has ulterior motives.
Yes,
like that's just what it is. Yep. Okay, when we return, if you missed the press conference, that is coming up at 12. We are replaying the press conference of the A's in Sacramento, and it was something else. You don't want to miss it. When we return, Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.